Our final article looks at the success of the Star Wars saga. In 1977, a small science fiction film that nobody thought would succeed became a cultural phenomenon. These days, the Star Wars franchise is a multi-billion dollar empire of films, games, toys, and much, much more.
A long, long time ago.
America, in the 70s, was prone to self-doubt and cynicism. It had lost the Vietnam War, President Nixon had resigned in disgrace, the economy was bad, and social problems were everywhere. In this context, traditional heroes were seen as too simplistic, and the cinema of goodies and baddies was replaced by morally compromised anti-heroes, such as the mafiosi of The Godfather. In 1977, Star Wars broke with the national feeling, and in doing this, created a phenomenon. Audiences embraced this unapologetic story of good triumphing over evil so massively that, adjusting for inflation, it's still the second most successful film of all time in the USA, after 1939's Gone with the Wind.
A new genre is born.
The first Star Wars is a paradox. It's one of the most cliched and, at the same time, one of the most original films ever. On one level, it just recycles characters, stories, and scenes from westerns, Second World War movies, old adventure serials, and ancient myth and legend with Jedi Knights and more. But it placed it all in a totally new context, a fantasy galactic empire with no connection to Earth, peopled by humanoids and other creatures. This made it at once familiar, yet thrillingly original. A potent cocktail.
A creative genius.
Writer-director George Lucas is best known for the pop culture phenomenon of Star Wars, but he began as a maker of experimental, independent cinema. He only made Star Wars when a financial dispute led to his departure as director of a very different film, the Vietnam War classic, Apocalypse Now. Technically brilliant, Lucas has had a profound influence on cinema. He created the world's leading special effects company, Industrial Light and Magic. This, in turn, created 3D animation and the company that became Pixar. And when we go to the cinema, the THX technology, originally created by Lucasfilm, often assures the sound quality.
A money machine.
When George Lucas made Star Wars for 20th Century Fox, he asked to retain the rights to his story and characters. The studio, not imagining that the film would generate sequels or merchandising, agreed. Big mistake. Star Wars became an empire of toys, video games, cartoons, and over 400 novels, to say nothing of its 10 cinema sequels. Lucas's grand vision turned him into a billionaire, and it made certain that no film studio will ever make that mistake again.
An expanding universe.
In 2012, when Disney bought Lucasfilm and the rights to Star Wars for $4.2 billion, it seemed a high price. In fact, it was just 6 years before it made a profit on the investment. Now, with Star Wars worlds in Disney theme parks, Star Wars series on Disney TV, and endless merchandise, the money machine is working harder than ever. But next month's The Rise of Skywalker brings the original saga to a definite end. So, what next? Well, Disney have commissioned a trilogy with new characters for 2022 from David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, the duo behind the TV series Game of Thrones. Let's hope the Force is with them.